Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into ESP Media coverage of Marymount Warriors Sports, MarymountSports.com. I'm Greg Waddell as we get back at it. Had a few weeks off to rest and respite and spring break and all that fun stuff. And we are here with Athletic Director Tom Neurel, our weekly Athletic Director podcast. As we get back into it, it is springtime. When last we left off, Tom, it was still finishing up the winter stuff, but it's blue sky outside, maybe a little bit chilly, but we're kind of turning that corner, getting ready for all the nice warm spring stuff. I'm sure you are ready to get outside a little bit too.
Well, we had a home game yesterday with boys lacrosse, and as sunny as it was cold. So yeah, we're ready for the warmer weather. We got a little teaser right before spring break there, but we're ready for the warmer weather. It looks like we're going to get a good week for some games.
Absolutely.
We're
And I should add, are you nice and well rested? I mean, did you have a nice spring break? I'm sure all the kids did.
Spring break is good. I know the kids in our district, a lot of them just scatter still all places over the country, all places over the Grove. But, yeah, just stayed local. Got a new grandson delivered a week ago Friday, so that's cool. And ready to get back after things.
Congratulations. That's very, very exciting. So, well, congratulations to the family. But as things are, you got to get right back into the swing of things. And you're an old baseball guy as well. Baseball getting underway, opening day today. Boy, you're jumping right into it, too, going over to Taylor to play Taylor. Doesn't get much tougher than that.
Yeah, a long trip right after a long break. But yeah. I think that they're ready. I know the teams were working out yesterday that we had so much rain on Saturday. So we're trying to get the fields dried out and get them playable for today. It looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate. But, yeah, baseball and softball, they have Taylor today and Wednesday. Today's at Taylor and Wednesday's at home. So that will be our home opener, and looking forward to that on the varsity level. And the softball team's ready to go. They've got a couple scrimmages under their belt. They're at Taylor today. They're at Lachlan tomorrow. Then they have their home opener on Wednesday as well with Taylor. So it's going to be a busy baseball week, and hopefully we get it all in before that late week rain shows up.
Yeah.
Keeping our fingers crossed.
Absolutely. So I'm sure it makes it. Yeah, we had a couple of weird things during the winter where you had some kind of winter weather that messed up some scheduling, and I know you had to do a little kind of tap dancing around. Obviously, for athletic directors in the springtime, it gets to be a little bit more crazy. I'm sure you're burning up the phones with the opposing school athletic directors, hoping and keeping your fingers crossed you can get those games in. But sometimes you're at the disposable of Mother Nature, not a whole lot you can do about that. But how about the teams, both softball and the baseball? You mentioned they had a chance to scrimmage a little bit. How have they been kind of getting ready to actually get into the competition?
And they're ready. It's I think all the scrimmages have been promising. Baseball a little bit more than softball, but softball's still young. The core of our team is juniors and sophomores. We've got big freshman contingent coming up this year, but our staff has been working hard with them all through the spring. A really excited bunch. So I think we're going to steal a couple wins. That we're going to surprise a few people with that. Really excited about what they can do. That program's growing. We've got another big group of softball players that we expect to come to the high school next year. So the last 3 or 4 years have really been good for the softball program, just to build that foundation. And it's difficult when you're basically playing a JV team against varsity competition. Yeah. And there's not a whole lot of bright spots for those girls, but we just told them to stay after it. And they've been improving, and the competition has been noticing that they have been improving. And the baseball team, we graduated a lot last year, but we're hitting that bubble as well with a lot of good baseball players coming through the system right now. So I think I saw two of their three scrimmages last week, and they can hit. I mean, they can hit well, so they're going to be exciting. And some of the inexperience is just going to they're going to grow through that. But I think they're going to be exciting to watch as well, and they have a beautiful venue down there at the Marymount Junior High, so jumping right into the league on the first day is always tough, but I think they're ready. So it'll be a good contest because Taylor's really good, and they're the defending league champs.
Yep.
So that'll give us a good gauge of where we are.
Yep, that's you got to beat the best to be the best. So you might as well jump right into it feet first. So, well, best of luck to baseball and softball. They get those matchups with Taylor today and on Wednesday, both baseball and softball. And the girls have softball with Lachlan on Tuesday as well. And then really just it's such a compressed season. You got a lot of games in a short amount of time that – well, if you do have a little bit of weather issues, you just kind of have to you move on. You not a whole lot of room to reschedule some of those games.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, some of your non-league opponents get bumped when you have you know, league games to make up, which is difficult because you like to see some different teams throughout the course of the season. But you're right. You're looking about maybe a 5-week, 6-week season before the tournaments start. And baseball is a little different this year because the OHSAA has expanded the season and added 2 weeks onto the season, which allows our baseball teams to spread their schedules out a little bit. And so what the Cincinnati Hills League has done this year is they've taken a couple Fridays off for baseball. I think there's 3 Fridays where we don't have baseball games scheduled. And so there's 2 league games that week and then 3 the following. And that allows us to spread the pitching out a little bit, just you know, with the new pitching limitations that went into effect last year. So anxious to see how that works out, but I know the coaches are excited about the schedule. And we'll see how it goes. Keep those arms fresh.
Well, and it is about the kids' safety, too. I mean, you got to protect these kids from injuries, and over-pitching of players, that certainly has been a cause of concern for many, many years. So it will be interesting to see how that new rule does play and kind of work to the hopefully in favor of all the pitchers that are out there. So, well, best of luck baseball and softball. Let's switch our attentions to lacrosse, where obviously Marymount, then the successes that lacrosse has are very well documented. So let's talk about the early season lacrosse, how things are going there.
Yeah, things are going well for on both sides. The boys and the girls varsity teams are both 3-0. The boys just had they had Toledo St. Francis come down yesterday, and better yesterday than Saturday. I know St. Francis came down and picked up a couple games out of town, but I guess it was just so cold yesterday. But they also have wins over Kings and Springboro. Springboro game was a very physical game, and so we're glad to get that one under our belts. And you know, I think boys lacrosse actually 4-0 because we had 4-0. One with Fenwick right before the break. Yeah, so a really good start to the boys lacrosse team. Good amount of experience back, and really some great senior leadership on that team. So they're off and running. They host St. X on Wednesday, which is always a big game.
That's a great test. Yeah.
Big Division One team coming in, and then Saturday they'll head up to Otterbein University to play Bishop Waterson, and Waterson's always a tough opponent that we see in the tournament, so that'll give us a good gauge of where we are in the early season.
Yeah, and St. Xavier is the defending Division One state champs too, so that will be a great test coming up Wednesday night, and that'll be on your home field, so that might be the game of the week. I might have to swing out and watch that one. That'd be a lot of fun to kind of keep an eye out on that game. So we'll wish them the best of luck. And then, of course, the girls, well, that we just talked about division or defending state champs. And, well, 3-0 start. You mentioned that they are off to with victories over Kings, Ursuline, and Mount Notre Dame. So those very impressive start for the young ladies there.
It is. And that Mount Notre Dame game on that Thursday night was a really big boost for them. I know we've always struggled with the Cougars, especially early on, and they've got a number of good players as well. But you know, we've got some returning lettermen that are playing well so far, really playing as a team. We lost some big pieces last year off that state championship team, and so Coach Ferry is cautiously optimistic with what we have going on. I know they left the schedule open for the majority of this week. They're going to go up and play Columbus DeSales on Friday, and then stay in Columbus overnight and play Columbus Academy on Saturday. So that'll be a good test for them. They're a little bit on the road, build a little bit of camaraderie up on the team, and then when they come back, they'll have Turpin and Indian Hill that following week. So, but it's a good start for the girls. They're really excited with what they've been accomplishing so far.
All righty. Well, best of luck to the young ladies on the lacrosse field. And that's one you don't have to worry about the weather a whole heck of a lot. As long as there's no lightning, they're going to play weather regardless. Like you said yesterday, a little bit chilly for the boys, but they can still get those games in. So
Yeah.
Makes your life a little easier.
It does. That's one less field you have to worry about getting the water off of.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, you get this time of the year, and you want people to come out and be comfortable and enjoy the games. Yeah. And that's one of the best things about the spring season is you start the season bundled up, and by the end of the season, you're in short sleeves and shorts. looking to get to that point of the season, but without rushing things along.
Yeah, I'm forget that. Sooner rather than later, I want the shorts and the warm weather. So yes. I'm not. I'm going to be picky. I want it now. So let's today tennis gets underway. The boys' tennis season opens all around the city here today. And again, we talked about that kind of compacted time frame that you have in the spring. A lot of events this week for tennis as they will be underway. They'll have four matches this week, today through Thursday.
Yeah, they do. They open up with Seven Hills, and that's always a big challenge. Seven Hills always has a strong squad. So we're looking forward to see what we have there. There's no scrimmages in tennis because you're trying to get outside practice in, and everyone's under the same gun there. But then they travel to Wynton Woods on Tuesday. They have Talawanda on the road on Wednesday, and then they host New Richmond Varsity and JV on Thursday. So that should be a good week. We've got a veteran team with a lot of varsity experience from last year coming back, and Coach Merton does a good job with them. So we're really looking forward to see that the boys get some good weather this week, especially, you know, 50s. It's not fun playing in windy weather when it's 40 degrees outside and the rackets are cold. So we're going to get up in the 50s today, 60s the rest of the week. So the boys can get off to a good start.
Slowly but surely getting there to that warm weather. And then track and field for both the boys and the girls. You'll get things going this week as well with that. And it's kind of ditto, the cold weather. Running in the cold is not that much fun either. It makes it a lot tougher to get loose when you're trying to, whether you're running. The distance runners probably not as much as it is the sprinters that they get affected in the springtime, I would imagine, in the cold weather.
Boy, no, it's been brutal on track. The first day that they were allowed to practice by OHSA rules, that's when that vortex came through.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we're debating with practice, you know, it's 15 degrees outside. How can you go outside? How long do you stay? And then, you know, you can run loops in the building and do different things, but they need to get outside and get going. So it's been a little bit chilly for them, but now you know, they're looking forward to the warmer weather as well. They will open up with a coaches classic. They have that on Saturday. I think they're at Madera.
Yep.
Wednesday.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's always the opener for us. Madera opens up that first week of April, and then the coaches classic, and Coach Dragovich has a good squad coming back as well. They had some runners running the inside meets throughout the winter, and it'll just be exciting to see what they can do. I know one of their highlights is always our invitational the first week of May, and so you know, they have a pretty ambitious schedule with some big meets on there this year. The Coaches Classic is definitely one. The meet at Anderson in a couple weeks is a big meet for them as well. Go against some bigger programs. So just hopefully the kids get good weather and it's not raining on their meets. They had a lot of meets last year in the rain, so hopefully they can stay dry when they run this year.
Absolutely. So, well, best of luck to them, and that's all getting underway. Again, Wednesday, the Madera Invitational, and then the Coaches Classic coming up over the weekend. And, Tom, before we let you go as well, you're looking through the MarymountSports.com website, and the very first story that you see on there is, well, actually, there's a couple of great stories, too. And go back to lacrosse for just a second, too. Pretty nice honor for head coach Peterson and being recognized for his accomplishments throughout the state into the Hall of Fame. That's a pretty nice honor there.
Yeah, not only his accomplishments, you know, he's got a couple of rings on his fingers from the state championships, but just also all of his work with lacrosse, even before it was a OHSA sponsored sport, and even, you know, before we started the state tournaments. I know Steve was one of the people instrumental in bringing lacrosse to Ohio, and his work with the Coaches Association and just bringing all those coaches together, and his work for the sport over the years has been endless. And so it's a great accomplishment for him. It's certainly something he deserves, and we're certainly proud of him for receiving that honor.
Well, and the sport is much better because of him, too, and really probably is because of him that the sport of lacrosse has taken off the way that it has. And You know, for those that haven't come out to watch it, I mean, lacrosse is it's fun. It's a great sport to come out and watch. And again, like you said, we want everybody to be comfortable. Hopefully it gets warm for some of those yeah. matches as well. So, and talk about Hall of Fame as well. The nomination starting to come in for the Marymount Hall of Fame in the Doc Husel Athletic Hall of Fame class of 2019. So a lot of good names, I'm sure, coming in your way now. And yeah, I guess the nominations are being accepted, right?
Yeah, the nominations, we accept them all year, but this is really the time where we put the push on to get them in. I think we have like a May 5th deadline with that. And any of the nominees, you know, they have to be graduated from high school at least 5 years. We're looking at the class of 2014, I believe, as we're looking at some different athletes that come through there. But they can also be former coaches or former administrators. And there's a 10-year window service that we ask for those nominees unless there's a special situation. But, yeah, we've really, over the years, really done a great job at, especially looking back at some of the older athletes, not older, but you know, earlier generational athletes, to get their credit as well. Things are just so much different now for athletes to get all city recognition. You know, you have three or four divisions now, and back in the day you had all city, and so you're all city against everybody. So recognizing some of those older athletes that had great careers but just got overshadowed because they're going against some of the powerhouses in the 50s and 60s and recognizing them as well. But we have a great field to consider again this year. And once they're nominated for a Hall of Fame, they remain nominated until they go into the Hall of Fame. So we've had some people that have been sitting in the queue for a little while, and we'll consider them again. And then we'll recognize them at our opening football game when we play Oakwood at the end of August. So that's our Hall of Fame night. We have a special dinner for them and a recognition at the game. So just getting that process going. And once that happens, then you know you're towards the end of the school year.
Not that you're keeping track, I'm sure. So, but right. and obviously, it's always great to recognize those that have come before, and even you know those the more recent ones now that you know within the last 5 years or 5 years or more back. So it's right. Amazing. 2014. It just that's what you're talking about for Hall of Fame now. That's incredible that we are where we're at in the world now.
Yeah,
so yeah. Time just keeps moving on.
Over the last week, just going back to our all-stars, you know, from those years, you know, 13, 14, 12, 13, whatever it might be, and looking at them and saying, wow, you know, it kind of brings back to memory some of the athletes that you had here and some of their accomplishments. It's always fun to look back. So
yeah, for
we'll
sure.
have a good field, and we'll get some good people in there again. It's always fun to recognize them at our opening football game.
Yep, so you have about a month or so to get those nominations in by May 5th to the office at Marymount High School. So, well, Tom, great stuff. We're just getting underway now with the spring sports, so look forward to talking to you each week and kind of getting updates on some of the athletes and how they will be faring in their spring sports, and wish you the best of luck weather-wise as well, making it easier on you and stress level down. That's what we hope for.
Yeah, we're going to go out there and try to get some ice off that baseball field so the JVs can play today. So, I was just waiting for the weather to get up over 40, so I guess it's time to go to work now.
Exactly.
We'll get them going.
Work is never done. So, well, Tom, we appreciate you taking a few minutes here to talk about that, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Greg.
There you go. That's Tom Neurel, Athletic Director for Marymount High School. I'm Greg Waddell. Thanks for listening to our Athletic Director podcast on MarymountSports.com and ESP Media powered by Sidearm Sports.